Next item is subdivision 2006-10, La Crosse Homes of Delaware Incorporated, the Village at Trussum Pond as a preliminary.
Chairman, I don't have any additional comments other than what you've already received in the notes.
Okay.
Mr. Chairman, I move that we grant preliminary approval of subdivision 2006-10 for La Crosse Homes of Delaware Incorporated, based upon the record and for the following reasons. To develop a design in accordance with the cluster development ordinance. Proposed cluster design is superior to a standard subdivision. For instance, clustering has been used to preserve wooded areas and create active open space where a centralized community area, including a pool and clubhouse with game courts, will be located. In addition, there will be 11 acres of open space on the north side of the site across Trussum Pond Road. There are also sidewalks and walking trails promoting interconnectivity within the project. Also, the items listed in section 99-9C of the subdivision ordinance has been favorably addressed. The applicant has proposed 320 lots within the project, which is permissible density within AR1 subdivision on this land. This is also a reduction in the number of lots as a result of the PLUS process. The subdivision will include amenities such as the following: a pool and clubhouse with game court, sidewalks and walking trails, and active and passive open space. Across Trussum Pond Road, there will be a pavilion area and a soccer field. The lots will be served by central water and sewer. The site's design has a minimal impact on wetlands, and there is a 50-foot buffer from all wetlands. Proposed subdivision meets the purposes and standards of the subdivision ordinance. This recommendation is subject to the following conditions. There shall be no more than 320 lots within the subdivision. The applicant should form a homeowner association to be responsible for the maintenance of streets, roads and buffers, stormwater management facilities, and other common areas. Stormwater management systems shall meet or exceed the requirements of the state and county. All entrances shall comply with all of DLDOT's requirements. Street lighting shall be provided, and the location of the street lights shall be shown on the final site plan. Street sidewalks will be installed on both sides of the streets within the subdivision. As stated during the applicant's presentation, the applicant shall maintain as many existing trees as possible, and the wooded areas shall remain undisturbed. No wetlands shall be included within the lot lines. Within 2 years of issuance of the first building permit, the developer should construct a community swimming pool and clubhouse. As stated by the applicant, all streets within the subdivision shall be built to DLDOT standards and shall be built to DLDOT specifications. Amenities on the site shall include a clubhouse, swimming pool, basketball court, and a tot lot, along with a soccer field and a pavilion area on the north side of Trussum Pond Road. Street mapping and addressing shall be subject to the review and approval of county mapping and addressing departments. The location for a school bus stop shall be coordinated with the local school district. This bus stop shall be shown on the final site plan. Final site plan shall be subject to review and approval of the Planning and Zoning Commission. That's my motion.
Question. On number L, could be street naming.
Street mapping and addressing.
Street naming.
Could be naming.
Oh, naming.
What you normally use.
Apologize for that.
Said the same thing.
That was a motion on the floor. Do we hear a second?
Just for clarification on this one, Mr. Burton, have you listened to the tape?
I have not.
Okay, I just wanted to make
abstain from
right at this point. Yeah. Okay.
Okay.
I think right there was a motion on the table.
There's a motion on the floor, gentlemen. Do we hear a second? Well, Mr. Gordy, it appears that your motion dies for lack of a second. Is there anyone else like to make another motion of some description?
Mr. Chairman, I move that we defer action on subdivision 2006-10 for La Crosse Homes of Delaware to give Mr. Burton an opportunity to review the file and for the commission to give it further consideration. And with that in mind, sir, I'd like to have this item placed on the agenda for our next meeting, which is on June 28th.
That still works with the time frame. That gets us back on.
Okay, do we hear a second to that motion?
Second.
There we go. Okay, it's moved and seconded to defer action on subdivision 2006-10, La Crosse Homes of Delaware, the Village of Trussum Pond as a preliminary, to give Mr. Burton the opportunity to review the file and the commissioners to consider, give further consideration to the evidence presented, with the understanding that it will be placed on the agenda, back on the agenda for action on June 28th. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Carried.